Dale Hyman, head coach of the Moberly Spartans, now entering your second season. So what'd you learn after season number one, Coach, about, well, leading this program and just about what you have with the program?
Sure. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of fun work, but learned a lot of perseverance. And we started off last year not the way I wanted to, 0-6, but then ended up going 10-2 our last 12 games. So it was an amazing experience, and I want to just keep the positivity going to the next season.
So with the strong finish, what were some factors that you can take into the preseason and build upon from your winning ways at the end of the season?
We've been talking to the kids a lot about consistency and taking consistent reps in practice. Also having this aggressive mindset when we're up to bat. If we're looking at not just one at bat, but each pitch, and if it's not going right, we need to fix our mindset that we can keep it going. Last year, we started off 3 runs in the first 3 games, and then we ended up scoring 8 runs 12 times, and then we also scored 10 runs more than 6 times. So we turned it around by being positive, staying the whole time being positive, and we really gelled together as a team towards the end.
Got a few returning starters. Tell me about that group that will lead you.
Isaiah Kitchens, our center fielder last year as a sophomore. He started every game and also did not commit an error any game at center field. This year, though, we looked for him to be more of as helping with the pitching aspect. He also is our leadoff batter. We had another sophomore, Joshua Price, played first base. He also pitched some. He was an all-district and batted .345 last year. And we'll look for him for some good offensive abilities. And another sophomore that played some in the field, but he was one of our number one pitchers, and that's Austin Laughlin. Look forward to him guiding our pitching staff as a junior, more confidence, and also playing third base. Our last starter we had was Braden Weitridge. He plays as our shortstop and also pitcher, and he's one of our two seniors that we have this year.
Talking with Dale Hyman, Moberly Spartans baseball coach. What about the other starting spots in the lineup? Who's competing for those roles?
Sure. You know, Luke Noel, he played outfield and pitcher and had a very successful junior varsity. We looked at him to go ahead and take that varsity spot in the outfield. Hayden Hopper is another. He's a junior. He did not play last year, so I'm very excited to have him out again. He did play the previous year, but we'll see him in outfield, first base. He also is a nice lefty, southpaw pitcher, and also see some DHing. We have a little competitive spot for our catcher, Sam Martin. He's a freshman. And sophomore Taryn McCluskey, they'll be battling. They're competing every day in practice, trying to show us who they think can be the best one. We've got Brennan Head, junior. He's been hitting the ball great in practice. He's competing for a spot with Andrew Imgarten, who is a sophomore. He played a game for us in varsity level last year. And then we have a newcomer to Moberly, and it's Andre Butner. He can play infield, got a very nice leather go along with a very consistent bat so far in practice. Those three would be competing for a new spot.
What do you think the key is going to be if you're going to have a successful season? Any one or two keys to this season?
Yeah, we've been talking practice, being competitive and being aggressive, not just with the bats, but aggressive base running and also with our defense. We're a run-stopping unit, and we're going to limit the errors, and our pitching needs to – we have a game plan going into pitch strikes and keep them low and keep them outside and keep the hitters guessing.
Who's going to be strong in the NCMC this year, you think?
For the infield, Braden Weitridge did an outstanding job at shortstop. I thought as well, Joshua Price at first. Austin Laughlin played a few games at third, but he'll be one of our main starter at third. And then, like I said, this Andre Butner, Andrew Ingarden, and Brendan Head, I believe, could all three play second base. They could play third base, and some of them could play shortstop. So it's a nice it's a good bad thing to have right now. They're all competing for that spot.
You look at the North Central Missouri Conference. You have a strong program leave in Boonville. What do you think this year? Who's going to be the team to beat?
I tell you what, I'd like to say that we're the team to beat. There are good teams. We have beat every team besides Boonville in the conference. I know Hannibal's got a really tough ball team. Of course, Kirksville seems like every year they're good. Marshall as well. I think Mexico, they had an off year. I think they could come back. And as well, Fulton as well. So I think, honestly, it's open, but I'd like to say that we have the hand in it.
Should be a lot of fun. Good luck to the Spartans this year, Coach.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Dale Hyman, head coach of the Moberly baseball team, my guest.